Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLuca, and thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, August 30th. We are just a little over a week away from the Jaguars kicking off their regular season against the Miami Dolphins. Beginning next week, we will get hot and heavy into that matchup, previewing both sides of the ball, all the good stuff. It's going to be a fascinating week one matchup between two talented teams, two teams with playoff aspirations. The Dolphins are one of the fastest teams on the planet, one of the fastest teams ever, but they're not without flaws. So it's going to be a really fascinating one. But right now, as we wrap this week, there's a little bit of a lull in between 53-man rosters, practice squads, and then really previewing week one. So we're still kind of doing some big picture things. Talked about the Jaguars and their future needs yesterday. So today, I wanted to talk a little bit about special teams. Not a lot of folks talk about special teams, right? And I want to talk about it here today because I think that special teams are very important, whether you're talking about punts, punt coverage, kickoffs, which is going to be interesting to see how that works this year. We talked to Heath Farwell yesterday, and he said, you know, there's a chance a lot of teams just decide to, hey, we're going to kick it out of the back of the end zone because the average return has gotten to about the 28 to 29 yard line. And if you boot it into the end zone, it gets to the 30, so there's no risk, right? You don't have the risk of a team popping off a big one if you just kick it out of the back of the end zone. So there's going to be some interesting things. Returning, punt returning, kick returning, still going to be important at times. So again, I want to talk about the Jaguars special teams because I think that they have a chance to have a special teams unit that can help them win games. And not every team around the league has that. And not every team has complete special teams units. The third phase can absolutely help you win. It can also cost you games. And so the Jaguars, I think that having Heath Farwell has been fantastic for them. They have been an above average, probably like top 10-ish unit the last couple years with Heath Farwell. And that's really without a great kicker, right? Brandon McManus struggled last year. The year before that, obviously you did have some success statistically, after whatever week it was, week 10 against the Chiefs, whatever week that was after that, you had Riley Patterson was almost perfect and he did help you win a playoff game. But before that, he was up and down. And he didn't have the biggest leg. So I think what the Jaguars have done this year with their special teams is going to give them a chance to have an elite special teams unit across the board. And this is a team that has shown that they value special teams. Like signing Brandon McManus, even though it didn't work out, that was an indication of just how valuable they thought that his leg could be because he did have a big leg. And then they tried to sign Will Lutz this year to a 3-year deal before they drafted Cam Little, and that didn't work out. But We're going to dive into these special teams players. And again, I think Heath Farwell is a fantastic coach. I think he is passionate about special teams. I think that he is constantly searching for answers, trying to improve. And so I'm a big fan of his. And looking at the Jaguars kicker, kickoffs, field goals, extra points, Cam Little, he is the most talented and confident kicker that they have had since Josh Lambeau was in his prime. And let's not forget, Josh Lambeau was incredible when he was healthy. And the Jaguars have a long history of good kickers. They really do, with Lambeau, with Scobie, Mike Hollis. They've had some really impressive kickers. But I don't think any of them had the type of leg that Cam Little has. Like, even Josh Scobie, who could make it from about 60. Cam Little has a bigger leg, and he's extremely confident. He's a young kid. He's only just turned 21 years old. He's a rookie. But as long as he can keep his confidence up, and I think so far from what we've seen from him throughout his college career at Arkansas, and then, you know, the few months we've seen him here in Jacksonville, I don't think there's any reason to believe that he's not going to have that confidence. He's accurate, huge leg, confident guy. I think that's exciting. I think you have a real chance this year to have a better kicking situation, a much better kicking situation than you had last year.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Logan Cook, your punter. He's the best punter in franchise history. And there have been, like kickers, there have been some very good punters in Jacksonville. Like, if you need it downed inside the 10 on a short field, he can do that. If you need to flip the field with just a huge bombing punt, he can do that. If you need a great hold, he can do that for you. You need hang time. He's got that as well. Like, you look at historically punters, like Logan Cook, I think, is top five in punting average. I think he's right there. Same spot with net average, which net is really what you care about, right? Net is how many yards you kicked it minus how many yards the return was. So that's really what you're looking for, because net gives you a better indicator of hang time, of is he executing in this situation? And I think Logan Cook does it as good as anyone. So that's awesome. He can also throw a pass for you if you need it. So there's a little bit of trickery that you can get going with Logan Cook as well. Return-wise, I mean, Devin Duvernay is one of the best in the game, whether it's punts or kicks. He does a really good job. He's got incredible speed, very quick feet. You're also hoping to get Keelan Robinson back at some point. Remains to be seen how often teams are going to be kicking to Devin Duvernay as a kick returner. But as a punt returner, he'll go out there and get it done as well. So I think you're in a very good spot there. Devin Duvernay, compared to Jamal Agnew, taking away receiving, because I think Duvernay is a better receiver than Jamal Agnew. More professional, just more experience doing it, right? He's been doing it his whole life. But return-wise, I think Agnew was maybe a little bit more explosive and dynamic, but Duvernay's right there. He's one of the best in the league. So you can feel really good about that as well. And then the core guys, Daniel Thomas, he's supposed to be back for week one. They're expecting him to start practicing, or hopeful that he'll start practicing on Monday. Caleb Johnson, a great special teamer. Tim Jones, a great special teamer. Antonio Johnson, as a rookie, proved he was a great special teamer. Will he have the opportunities on special teams this year with him having a bigger role on defense? Not sure. Andre Sisco, Heath Farwell called out yesterday as someone that he's willing to get back there and do it if needed and can do a great job. You've seen Tyson Campbell do a good job on special teams as well. I'm kind of hopeful that some of those starters aren't really on special teams, but I digress there. Jarian Jones has done well. He was specifically shouted out by Heath Farwell yesterday. Dewey Wingard will return. They're expecting to get him back after about a month, a little bit over a month into the season. And there's depth on the practice squad, too. Like, several of the practice squad players are very good special teamers. They just signed Matthew Johnson. Louis Rees-Zammit is another guy that can play special teams at a high level. Tanner Muse is a great special teamer. So, and that's just to name a few. I think that the Jaguars special teams is in a really good spot with coaching and with talent. And it's not just the kicker. It's not just the punter. It's not just the returner. It's not just the core special teamers. It's all of it. All of it looks good. And so when you have special teams that helps you throughout games and in big moments, that's how it elevates a team. It really can. And I think the Jaguars have obviously emphasized it. I think it's going to pay off for them this year in a big way, as long as Cam Little can remain confident. And there's no reason to believe he won't. You know, Brandon McManus, as talented as he is, there were days where if he missed a kick in practice, it snowballed. And I mean, you saw that throughout the season. And you have not seen that at all from Cam Little. Now, he's still got to do it on the big stage. He's still got to kick his first regular season field goal. But the talent is there. The confidence is there. And the team has confidence in him as well. So we're going to see how this ends up going for the Jaguars special teams. But I really strongly believe in Heath Farwell and this special teams unit to help the Jaguars win games. And people don't talk about that. When you do season previews, you talk about who's going to make the playoffs, who's not. Nobody's talking about special teams, right? But I think this special teams unit is going to help the Jaguars win. I really do. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.